Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. Rembrandt is now a loving husband and father, which means maturity and responsibility. But does it mean the end of Rembrandt's fun? Join me today as I read Rembrandt's Wild Ride. The moral of today's parable comes from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? The first time Rembrandt noticed that he talked to himself was when he gazed longingly at the Saab 9-3 convertible through the window at the Morton's Coffee Pub. He was having a conversation in his mind with Doreen, reliving the last time she tried to convince him to trade in the car for a minivan. "It'd be safer for the baby," was the crux of Doreen's argument. "Safe?" said Rembrandt out loud to no one in particular. "Saabs were designed to survive an impact with a moose." His imaginary discussion was interrupted by a real voice coming from the next table.
"Not too many moose in the city."
Rembrandt jerked to attention and looked at the old man across from him. "Sorry," he said. "I was thinking out loud." The old man smiled.
"Not to worry. That happens a lot around here."
Rembrandt slipped into the driver's seat of his 15-year-old car and breathed in the ambiance. In many ways, this Saab was more special than the one destroyed by the meteorite. He drove his new bride away from the church in it. He rushed to the hospital in it with Doreen in labor. Their baby took her first ride in the back seat of his precious automobile. Rembrandt could barely stomach the thought of selling it for a bland, soulless minivan. Remembering he needed to buy diapers, Rembrandt pulled into the parking lot of the grocery store. Walking to the entrance, he heard a loud crash behind him, with the shattering of glass. He wheeled around to discover a giant 4x4 pickup truck parked on top of his convertible. A man looked out from the truck. "Anyone know whose car this was?" Rembrandt dropped to his knees and shouted to the sky, "Oh, come on!" As bad as Rembrandt felt helplessly watching the destruction of his second Saab, it wasn't nearly as bad as he felt watching Doreen react to the bad news. She collapsed on the couch and sobbed. "The insurance gave us nothing. We needed that car for the trade-in value. What are we going to do? How am I going to get the baby to the doctor?" she cried. "Is she sick?" asked Rembrandt. Doreen's glare was so menacing, it was like a slap in the face. "Oh, right, it was rhetorical," said Rembrandt. "The problem isn't," sniffled Doreen. An hour later, a deeply vexed Rembrandt entered the Morton's Coffee Pub. Manitoulin Bob was quick to notice his distress. "Coffee's on me," said Bob. "Thanks," said Rembrandt. Manitoulin Bob set a double-double in front of his downcast friend. "What's weighing on your mind?" asked Bob. Rembrandt warmed his hands on the cup. "You'll never believe what happened."
"You totaled your Saab," said Manitoulin Bob.
The shock on Rembrandt's face made Bob laugh.
"You can't hide anything around here," said Bob.
Rembrandt dropped his head. "We can't afford to replace the car. What are we going to do?" At that moment, Manitoulin Bob did something unexpected. He bowed his head in silent prayer. It wasn't the prayer that surprised Rembrandt, but the fact that he hadn't thought of it first. When Manitoulin Bob was finished, he opened his eyes. "Do you still have the meteorite from your last sob?" he asked. "Yeah," said Rembrandt. "Why?" "Why don't you sell it?" "I bet there are collectors out there somewhere," said Bob.
"I wouldn't know the first thing about that," confessed Rembrandt.
A big smile spread across Manitoulin Bob's face. "It's a good thing you got me around." He pulled out a tablet and connected to Wi-Fi. He tapped away for a couple of minutes. "How much does your meteorite weigh?" asked Manitoulin Bob.
5 pounds. That's what it said on the insurance evaluation they gave me," said Rembrandt.
"Huh. Very interesting," said Manitoulin Bob. He went silent for a few seconds.
"What?"
asked Rembrandt impatiently. "According to what I'm reading, the going rate for an average meteorite
is $5 a gram, explained Bob. What does that mean? Asked Rembrandt.
Just a second, said Manitoulin Bob, tapping away on his tablet.
It means your meteorite is worth over $11,000.
The blood drained from Rembrandt's face.
Say that again?
Hold on, I'm not done. I posted an ad on one of the forums.
Look at that! I already got a response, said Manitoulin Bob.
Wait, I didn't say I was actually going to sell it. I mean, I got to think about it, said Rembrandt.
Manitoulin Bob set down the tablet, folded his hands, and looked Rembrandt squarely in the eye.
Think about what Doreen will say when she finds out what your space junk is worth.
Good point, replied Rembrandt. Set up a meeting.
2 days later, Rembrandt and Manitoulin Bob sat in a cafe in the ultra-swanky part of town. After 10 minutes of waiting and being asked twice not to loiter, a man in a cardigan sweater approached.
Are you waiting for me? He asked.
Only if you're interested in something out of this world, said Manitoulin Bob.
I certainly am, replied the man.
He sat across the table from the anxious sellers.
May I please see it?
Rembrandt pulled the meteorite from his bag and set it on the table.
The cardigan man pulled out a magnifier and examined it for a couple of agonizing minutes.
It's a fake, concluded the cardigan man smugly.
What?
Choked Rembrandt. Manitoulin Bob rested his hand on Rembrandt's arm.
What makes you say that? Asked Manitoulin Bob politely.
The cardigan man sat up straight, folded his hands, and spoke in a condescending tone.
Just because you found a curious-looking rock doesn't mean it's a meteorite. Still, it's interesting enough to give you an offer. I'll give you $75 for it.
Rembrandt was still choking on his tongue, so Bob took the lead. He reached into Rembrandt's bag and produced the insurance verification of the meteorite. He slid it across the table to the cardigan man.
I don't think so, he said.
Something flashed in the cardigan man's eyes.
It's real.
It's documented. And it's rare, stated Manitoulin Bob. He picked up the rock and held it to the light.
And did I mention it's almost 2,300 grams?
The cardigan man cleared his throat.
Why don't you keep your $75 and we'll look for a real buyer, said Manitoulin Bob.
Beads of sweat formed across the bow of the cardigan man.
It seems like I've misjudged you, he mumbled.
I'd say so, replied Bob.
I hope I haven't ruined any future negotiations, said the cardigan man.
Manitoulin Bob smiled.
As long as your negotiation settles at $15,000.
The insult that Rembrandt initially felt was replaced with abject confusion. The cool demeanor of the cardigan man began to unravel.
Would you consider a form of a trade?
I'm listening, said Bob.
Rembrandt was so nervous he could feel his heart pound in his chest. I agree that your price is fair. It's just that, well, I'm not that liquid. Would you accept $8,000 and, well, my car?
Asked the cardigan man.
Your word is hardly reliable. How would we know it isn't a lemon? Asked Manitoulin Bob.
I'm the only owner, and I have all the vehicle records. We can take it anywhere you like. I'll even pay for the inspection.
You must understand, that meteorite is...
The cardigan man paused with reverence.
Exquisite.
What kind of car is it? Asked Rembrandt, finally catching up to the conversation.
It's actually an SUV. A 2009 Saab 9-7, the cardigan man replied.
Rembrandt fainted.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Rembrandt's Wild Ride. Please join us again for another one of our Rembrandt Parables podcasts. Until then, may you have a good day, and God bless.